down to Blackrock. There's a Garda investigation into this now. Horse drowned on the bank holiday, right on the riverside yesterday, bank holiday Monday. And the guards attended the scene at Blackrock Pier. It's heartbreaking. Apparently a member of the public alerted the guards to the dead animal on the pier slip in Blackrock. And Michael has a, maybe a, not necessarily the background, but he certainly observed some of it, and he joins me by phone. Michael, good morning.
How are you doing, Neil? You well?
I'm well, thank you. What did you see?
Neil, I just arrived. I was coming down, with going for my normal walk, like, and I was going, getting my coffee in the corner of the shop. And there was a bit of commotion going around, and everybody was going super to poor horse, to poor horse. And I looked over on the pier, and all I could see was the horse just being pulled up onto the slipway. And the guards were arrived, and they moved everybody out of the promenade down below. And I kind of went up onto the bank with the dog into the convent just for a walk around. And next thing, a white van came along. Now, obviously, this is going on for about a half an hour, I'd say, beforehand. But I was talking to one of the neighbours, and they were down there, and they said that they were forcing the horse into the water. Like, they come flying down the hill there, because I've seen this quite often, like, you know.
Castle Road, is it, or from
Castle Road? Yeah, okay. Down Castle Road, yeah. And like, and they come over, and they take the horse out, now, and sometimes they use the light by rope, you know, which isn't great either. Like,
but did somebody ride the horse down, or did it come?
No, it came on the what you call those traps thing, or shelter, or the
sulky.
You know, the traps, the sulky. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, yeah. But anyway, the sulky was taken away fairly fast. Then, I tell you that. And the horse then was horsed into the back of a white transit van and taken away, like, you know. But the guards were there, like, in the whole lot. I think a senior guard was there as well from Anglesey Street as well, I think, you know.
So the horse was in the water for...
He was in the water,
for
yeah,
what?
Yeah.
Is it for exercise or a swim or what?
I presume so. It's for exercise. I think it's for strengthening their muscles or something of that need, you know.
Right. And does that happen regularly?
Oh my God, Jesus, I've seen worse. Like, I've seen a horse going out onto the middle of the channel which I fell up on top of it.
Mother of God.
You know?
So,
and I've often seen them flaking a horse as well with rope and everything, the whole lot, like, you know.
So did you see the horse coming out, being dragged out in distress or anything?
I saw the horse coming back up onto the slipway, like, when they were pulling him back up, like, you know.
And was he distressed?
Well, the horse was dead the time they pulled him back up, Neil.
So did the horse drown in the water?
He died in the water, yeah. So it wasn't a good scene, and with children around the place and everything yesterday, Neil, like, you know.
So did many people witness the dead horse being dragged by a rope back up?
There was plenty of people down there, Neil, that saw everything down there yesterday, like, you know.
And then the horse got dragged up onto the slip. Somebody took a photograph of it, which I see here.
He's from the papers, and yeah.
Okay, yeah, it's a Dan Lenehan photograph.
He lives in Blackrock as well, yeah.
So he took the photograph, and what happened after the photograph was taken?
Everybody was cleared away from the village.
Was the horse taken away by...
He was taken away by the travelling community into the back of the white transit van.
How do you get a dead horse into the back of a van?
Well, there was about six or seven of them there, and they just caught him by the legs and pulled him in.
Did anybody go over to them or try and stop them?
No, they weren't allowed. Like, you know, it's only the guards were allowed there. They moved everybody, just cleared everybody away from the place, like, you know.
So the guards allowed them to take the horse away in the back of a van?
Well, they did, into the back of the van, and it was taken away.
Did they take anybody's names or question them or ask them?
Oh, they did. Took the whole lot.
Would you say the horse drowned, got a heart attack?
I'd say that. Well, it could be exhaustion as well, you know, because the way they fly up and down the marina there with them, like, you know.
This isn't the first time you saw that.
Oh my God, no. I've seen them drag the horse up along the edge of the pier down below and everything, walking up halfway up the marina and bar, not halfway up, quarter up the marina and then back down again. And out onto the middle of the channel where they fell up on top of it.
In the water now, when you say up and down the marina.
In the water. Oh yeah, yeah. Especially there last year, your man went out around the buoy and came back in again.
I would regard that as the height of cruelty, would you?
I certainly would. Like, I'd be an animal lover, no need, but I thought that was absolutely a disgrace. Like, and what I heard yesterday, it was a disgrace what they were doing to the horse as well yesterday.
Okay. So the Gardaí are quoting this morning as saying, initial reports are that the horse became distressed and died having returned to the pier at Blackrock following a swim. It's understood the horse was in control of its owner at the time, was in the control of its owner at the time. Gardaí attended the scene shortly after 4 o'clock, and inquiries into the matter are ongoing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'd say, Neil, if there was nobody around there yesterday, the horse probably would have been left on the pier, I'd say, you know.
I mean, that's...
You know, that's the other thing as well, like, you know.
Mankind can be so cruel, you know.
Oh, they can be, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Listen,
yeah.
So glad that you took my call this morning, Michael.
Oh, there's no problem, you know. It's just, I felt sorry for the children and kids, you know, playing and everything.
Were they distressed watching it?
They would have been, like, you know. They were running back to their mothers and stuff, like, you know.
I know. And it was busy there yesterday. It's busy there every day, actually. People going for their walk up and down the marina.
They walk and they're sitting down there just for a few minutes and then they move on again.
I know. They're very lucky. Yeah. They have two fine cafes. One is the main one, and then there's a lovely little Italian on the hill there doing...
There is, yeah. Beautiful little,
doing beautiful little pastries and all sorts of Italian coffee. All right.
Well, we don't really want to be seeing that down here. Like, you know, it's a lovely little village, like, you know.
Not for the first time you've seen it, but this time the first death.
This time it's like this, the first little dead horse that we've seen, like, you know.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it. Mind yourself. Have a good day. Helen, good morning.
Hello, Neil. Hi.
Were you one of the many people down there?
I was. I was sitting there with my husband. We were taking the bikes out and we had a cycle and we had just landed below the opposite side to the Pearhead pub. Right by the Guato, sitting there, and within about 10 minutes, I'd say it was about 20 to 4, we saw the sulky and the three lads on the sulky coming down Castle Road.
Right. What happened next?
And they came through the crowd over to the Guato area. They actually, one or two, I know there was one woman in particular I was speaking to afterwards, and she actually had to step out of the way to leave the horse go in. Now, they seemed to be quite lads, the three of them. They were young, I'd say, maybe. One was slightly older.
So How old would you say?
I'd say about 17, judging from my own boys.
Thank you.
Maybe two of them. One of them was slightly, might have been 19.
Yeah.
I actually took a photograph of them, so I have that. Anyway, so they actually put the sulky on the ground.
Let me give you some advice. Don't post that photograph anywhere.
Oh, no,
underage,
no,
right?
Not at all. Yeah. They stripped the horse. Now, the horse, I forgot to say that, Sinead, just as when the horse was approaching the pier, myself, my husband said, that horse isn't right at all.
In what way not right?
He actually was limping.
Okay.
The horse was only two.
The baby horse. Foal,
2 years of age.
Yeah. Okay.
But it wasn't a miniature, no, it was a fine-sized horse, but it was only two.
I see it here. So, anyway, it's a fine-sized horse lying dead on the pier. Yeah. I see it. Yeah, go on.
They stripped the horse and then they put him into the water. Now, they were very calm, the three boys. There was no loud noises or anything. And I actually smiled to my husband because I like to see the sulkies because I think it's quite pleasant if they're in a nice atmosphere.
Right.
You know, and they were gentle enough, but they seemed to be gentle enough with the horse. But the horse was, he definitely was limping. So then they came over, they just at the grotto there, by there's a green kind of embankment, they stripped the horse of his collars and whatever, and they put him into the water. And obviously the horse, because I actually didn't, my husband walked over and saw that the horse was stressed, and they were pulling him out. And as they were pulling him out, he collapsed onto the pier, and the three lads were pumping him.
How do you mean pumping him?
They were trying to put compressions on him.
On his stomach,
trying
is
to
it?
Bring him back. Yes. And everybody, I could hear one or two people saying, keep pressing. And they were pumping him. At that stage, I had to walk away because I couldn't look at him.
Were there children as well as adults watching all of this?
Everybody.
Okay.
From toddlers to old people, everybody.
Okay.
So after about 4 minutes, Neil, I actually rang 999. I couldn't think of the other number, so I rang 999. I had no credit on my phone, but I knew I could do the 999. So I rang 999, got on to the guards, and they just said, yeah, can we help you? So I said, look, we're at the pier here. There's a horse dying. He's after being attached to a sulky. There's a lot of people out on the bank holiday. Everybody's watching. You need to get here. Because the horse is definitely dying. Now, at this stage, he was probably dead, but they were still working on him.
Yeah.
So the guard said to me, that's fine, we're on our way, but will you ring a vet? Now, I had no credit to ring a vet. So I said, what I'm going to do here is just wait for the guards to come. So the guards came 20 minutes afterwards. It was 3 minutes to 4 when I rang the guards. And the guards came 20 minutes afterwards. Roughly 20. It was definitely 20, if not 25.
I know. Now, you could have been. Now, sometimes they're there, sometimes they're on patrol, but at that time they weren't. So
Oh, yeah. But the thing is, I didn't mind, except that that seemed to be a long, long time waiting, because what happened in the meantime, two of the lads went away with the sulky. That's when I took a photograph. Two of the lads walked away with the sulky and left the younger guy there with the horse. And the younger guy kept pressing. God love him now. He was on his own. And seemingly one of the... Now, from what I gathered, one of the spectators turned around to me and said they were after telling the young fella to stay with the horse because it's his horse. But I'd say what happened is they put the onus on him.
Right.
But he stayed. The two lads walked away, went back up Castle Road with the sulky, two separate times now, because one guy took his top off, so he was putting the top off on while the older guy took away the sulky. I said, for God's sake, no, the guard's still on here and the two of the lads are gone. So the guards came anyway, got out. They were quite abrupt now with people asking them to go, the way they hunted people from the pier. Now, all those people were there well before any horror scene. You know, They walked around, they hunted everybody. So as one of the guards was passing, I just said, excuse me. I was getting on my bike. I just said, excuse me, but I was the one that went. I didn't say I'm the one that rang you, but I have a picture if you need it, right? I said to the guard, because I knew the two lads were gone. So he said, that's fine. They're coming back to the other lad. So I said, oh, that's grand. So I left it at that. They were clearing the whole pier. People were upset because they were all there for the day and then they were treated like this after waiting for 20 minutes for the guards to come.
Yeah, but you see, maybe so people were gathering. I mean, it's like the guards have to be very cognizant.
They actually weren't gathering. It was the same gathering that was there.
I'm talking about gathering too closely, you know?
They weren't.
Okay.
They weren't, because actually people didn't want to see it. Like myself.
All right. In fairness, any time I've been down around that area, people are staying very much apart in their defence.
My goodness, they all had the meters apart. It was so comfortable down there.
Yeah. And people
need a bit of
exercise.
I can't say it was stifling. It was just lovely.
Yeah. And so how did it... The guards arrived. It ended up then with the guards chatting with that lad. The other fellas came back.
There was three guards. Two of them stayed with the lad talking and the other guard walked around. I don't know, it was kind of like a horseshoe shape. They walked around and hunted people up and said, you need to go now, guys. You need to go. No spectating. But some of that crowd, there was actually a couple sat next to us and they actually didn't know there was a horse there.
And the horse then got...
Why are we being hunted? I said, sorry, but there's a horse over there and he's after dying. Oh, we didn't know, they said. That'll tell you that the commotion wasn't used. There was not a lot of frustration of
and
panic.
Would you say that this was cruelty or just an unfortunate accident? The horse doesn't seem to have died. It seemed to have got a heart attack, was it?
Well, afterwards then when I got home, a sister of mine sent me on, Echo Live came up about the discovery of a horse on the pier. And I was very cross because there was no discovery. We saw the whole thing happen.
Yeah.
Nobody discovered a horse.
Okay, well, maybe
so
the wording.
They actually changed their story then after I emailed them, you know? Because I was upset because I saw the whole thing running, whereas that's not nice to see it was discovered because we saw everything.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about the wording of that. But would you think that it was an unfortunate tragedy or cruelty in the sense that maybe the horse was being washed or given a bit of exercise and it just happened?
Well, maybe he was, Neil, but at the same time, three boys that age shouldn't have a horse.
Okay. Why not?
You know? Well, I mean, I don't have a horse in my house.
No. Well, they might have it in a field. Other people are allowed to have ponies.
Yeah, but you don't come down into a crowd of sunseekers with a horse and a sulky.
Fair enough. No, I'm just asking. Like, I want to know the people regarded as being cruelty or an accident.
Like, I personally don't think they meant an awful lot of harm to the horse.
Okay.
But I'd say that might be part of not being knowledgeable enough about the horse.
Okay, well, let's see what the guard do with regards.
He obviously wasn't that well. We spotted that he looked very tired and he was limping. And when he came in, like, he was a very young horse, so maybe he was too young to be carrying three.
And this is not the first time that this happened. Now it's the first death.
So I mean, I would see it as cruelty.
Okay.
But I don't know if the boys actually realised they were being cruel.
Okay, fair enough.
Just part of their ethnic, you know.
Okay.
But I mean, I'd say they probably put him into water to give him a bit of refreshment.
Thanks for that. Appreciate it, Helen. Another person on the scene yesterday, bank holiday Monday afternoon at Blackrock Pier.